In this portion of our canoe regatta interviews, I had the pleasure of speaking with Hal Wilson from Chester, Maryland. Hal is 75 years old and is doing the Clinton this year for his seventh time. Hi, Hal. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
I called you, Hal, because I thought it was interesting that you have done the race six times, but you're 75 years old. Does that mean that you started your first General Clinton later in life?
I used to live in Athol, Massachusetts in the 60s and 70s. And Athol is as you may know, a hotbed of canoe racing, and we started racing flatwater canoes back then, but it wasn't until I moved to the D.C. area in 1977 that I met a partner who wanted to do the General Clinton. So I joined up with him down here, and we did the first, General Clinton with him, Herb Howe, in I think it must have been 78 that I did my first Clinton, and then did two more with him. That was three. And then started playing soccer and doing some other things, adult league soccer, and didn't get back into it until 4 or 5 years ago.
So you put the paddle down for a long time.
I put the paddle down for a long time. That's right.
You sound like a person that loves to stay active.
Oh, yeah. I've been active basically all my life. When I got down here first to Annapolis, Maryland, we formed the Adult Soccer League, and I played soccer in the Adult League in Annapolis for a number of years. And then when I was 50 and my knees went out, I started riding the bike, and I did a couple of double centuries on the bike, 200 miles in a day, and then picked up the paddle again because my partner, Herb, wanted to start paddling the Clinton again.
That's the beauty of this race. We talk to so many different people, and this happens a lot, where people get into it, some just start, and then it's an addiction, and they do it every year. Others have changes in their life along the way, but they always seem to come back, and you're back again for the 50th anniversary this year.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have missed it. Actually, I thought I was not going to do it. So my partner, Herb Howe, found another partner, and then I decided I wanted to paddle in the 50th, so I had to find a partner, and I found young Alex, who lives right up the road from me. He's never really canoed before, former a medical student, and we went out and he picked it up very, very quickly, and I think he's going to be a great paddler if he sticks with it.
Well, for the listeners who don't know, you said young Alex. Alex is 20 years old, so there's quite a spread between your ages, 75 and 20, and is he excited about this?
Oh, he is so excited, and, you know, so am I. I need somebody to take me to the finish line. And, you know, Alex is interesting. He's 20 years old, and he only weighs 120 pounds, but he's got a lot of power up there, and he's learning real well how to drive the boat. I'm really excited about the race this year. I think we're going to have a great time.
How did you and Herb do in the past, and what races did you do?
Back in the 70s, we were just in the amateur racing class, and we did fine. We were up in the upper third of the pack. When I did live in Athol, I paddled with the group called the Rat Pack, and they were famous for winning the relays. And the year I paddled with them, we won. So that was my one winning engagement at the Clinton weekend.
What did you or do you do for a living?
Oh, well, I'm retired now, and I'm a writer. When I retired from doing national and international community development work in D.C., I started writing fiction, and I have my first book out called The Night Blooming Cirrus and other stories. And I'm now working on my second novel.
That's very interesting. What is your book about? You said fiction. What kind of fiction?
I really got tired of reading about people who saw themselves as victims. And so the characters in my fiction are basically people who take their own lives in hand. And even though they're facing difficulties, they try to make something out of it.
In retirement, you seem like you might be more busy than when you were working.
Oh, it's true. Well, you have to keep going. I feel that my contribution isn't quite finished yet, so I try to stay at it.
What about a pit crew?
Well, I think Alec's father is going to, and probably one other member of his family, are going to provide support.
Had they heard of this event before?
No, I don't think so. I think this is brand new to the whole family.
Well, Hal, you've been a pleasure to speak with, and wish you the very best of luck, and enjoy yourself during the 50th of the Clinton. And the folks at the race committee are certainly always glad to have people pick the paddle back up and get back into their race.
Well, thanks for the invitation to talk to you. I just love the General Clinton. It's a great race. And the communities down along the river. And so we're looking forward to getting up there at the end of the month.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Hal Wilson from Maryland, 75 years old, looking for his 7th regatta finish with newcomer Alex Bechtold, also from Maryland. For Canoe Regatta 2012, I'm Craig Stevens.